In my life in particular, it holds not just a central place but a vital place. I mean, there is no other composer that can be compared to Bach for me, because it's not just this reverence, which it's more than that. He's really a godlike figure, and it's the unique spiritual message of his music that still holds us spellbound today, whereas so many other composers sound dusty and dated, but never Bach. So I do spend every day with Bach, not just in this Bach year, but every year and every day. And it's a basic moving factor of my life. Yes, pulse is vital in Bach's music, and to me it's vital in every music. It's the rhythm, but not a mechanical rhythm. It could be only compared to our own heartbeat. So it's a very flexible pulsation, but it has to be there. And being organized, yes, I try to be organized myself, and we have a sense of liberty, but Pablo Casals, who was one of my favorite musicians of all times, he said there is no freedom without order. And Bach is my greatest master in that too. Bach, of course, did not know the modern piano, although Zilbermann first produced fortepianos towards the end of Bach's life, and Bach was certainly familiar with those instruments. He even acted as an agent for Zilbermann, trying to sell those instruments. And he was a great innovator himself, but very practical composer. He wrote for the instruments of his time. Now, what were these instruments? It was first and foremost the clavichord, which was his favorite keyboard instrument in a small way, which is a wonderful instrument, but it has such a delicate tone that it can only be enjoyed in a small room by a handful of people. So it cannot be used in today's concert circumstances. Then there was the harpsichord, but there are only a very few of Bach's keyboard works which we can be sure of that they were written for the harpsichord. For example, the Goldberg Variations is such a work. And of course he was the greatest organist, and the organ was there. So a composition like the Well-Tempered Clavier is a collection of preludes and fugues written for all these instruments. Some for the clavichord, some for the harpsichord, some for the organ, and some of them really need even a pedal, you know, lower notes in the A minor fugue of Book One. It cannot be played with the two hands alone. So that proves that there was an organ in mind also. And I think that if we want to hear this music today in a larger auditorium, such as this wonderful hall in Cologne, then the modern piano is the only keyboard instrument that can equally do justice to all these pieces, because none of the others can, and the others are totally unsuited to a concert hall. I mean, to me, to have to listen to a harpsichord for 2 hours, I would rather die. I think that we also have to separate Bach from the other Baroque composers, because he is really a towering genius. I mean, he stands out like a Mount Everest among little hills. don't have one favorite work of Bach. There are so many, but the Goldberg variations have to be mentioned, because it is such a unique achievement. To me, it's the greatest piece of music written for a single instrument. Not just the sheer size of it, but the beauty and the concept and the intellect behind it. It's a great manifestation of Bach's genius.